It's March in Michigan, and the magic is about to begin. Sportsnet Michigan and the MHSAA are proud to present tournament basketball here on C92.5 The Castle. The coaches and players are going over their final preparations as the pressure and excitement builds. The Breslin Center on the campus of MSU awaits 8 skilled and lucky schools as they do battle in this single elimination, one and done March Magic celebration. Tip-off is right around the corner, so let's go to Press Row.
Welcome in, listeners, to postseason basketball here in the great state of Michigan as we are coming to you live from Jackson Lumen Christie High School for one of the biggest games in the state here in Division III, our regional opener between two undefeated teams, 24-0 Chesaning Indians facing the 24-0 Laingsburg Wolfpack. I'm Casey Smith alongside my two partners tonight, Joe Smith and Ted Fatale. We're excited for this one to get started, and we hope you stick with us here for the remainder of your Tuesday evening wherever you are listening on Z92.5 The Castle, Z92.5.com, or the Z92.5 app. In partnership with Sportsnet Michigan, you can also catch replays of every Castle game of the week on the 3-Point Podcast. Before we get started with our tale of the tape, here's my partner Joe Smith with our list of Z92.5 Castle sponsors.
Thanks a lot, Casey. Tonight's awesome regional opener here, brought to you by the 3-Point Podcast, Audiology Center of St. John's, Beck's Trailer Superstore and Service Center, Garber Chevrolet Buick, Mars Furniture and Mattress, Memorial Healthcare, MMB Advisors, Sports Scene, Struck Lawn and Landscape, Victor Heating and Cooling, Young Buick GMC, and Young Chevrolet Cadillac.
Well, it's been a busy week of hoops here in the area as the district round was completed last Friday night, and it saw both of these teams continue their remarkable unbeaten streak. They both stand right now at 24-0. Ted, I know I'm new to this, but you two are both seasoned veterans. Can you remember a game that stacks up to this one we have here tonight? I mean, briefly, just to lay out what we have, a game of this magnitude, two teams from the close kind of surrounding Shiawassee County area meeting in the regional opener, both of them undefeated, and both teams with aspirations of making it, you know, to the Breslin Center in the Final Four here next week. I mean, this is almost unheard of and almost surreal that the stars kind of aligned for this matchup tonight.
Well, this is really the first time we've had two unbeaten teams from our area go at it in the regionals. It goes back to, I talked about it on our latest podcast, has the same vibe as the 1977-78 matchup in the district opener at St. John's. It was wall-to-wall people at Lancaster Gym. The 20-0 Duran Railroaders, coached by Conlon Smith. They lost to Ovid Elsie 71-60. I believe the Marauders had one or two losses going into that game. The Marauders went on to beat St. John's in the final 83-81, and then lost in the regionals to Cedar Springs. That's as far back as I can go to get any kind of game this close, and this passes it.
Well, and definitely you talked about the wall-to-wall gym. We definitely have a packed house here tonight at Jackson Lumen Christie Fieldhouse, built in 1968. I mean, those people that built this gym were ahead of their time. This is a true, like, arena atmosphere here in this field house. Bleachers on every side of the gymnasium. It's packed with Laingsburg fans, packed with Chesaning fans. Even some fans from the game previous are sticking around to see this one because I think they heard the rumors about how spectacular this matchup could be. Real quick, the game prior saw Jackson Lumen Christie down Hanover Horton 62-48. So the winner of this one will take on Jackson Lumen Christie on Thursday night. A quick recap of the district games for these two squads. First, the Chesaning Indians and head coach Matt Weigel made quick work of both of their opponents last week, downing Montrose 67-32, and then a 16-point victory in the district final against Ovid Elsie 50-34. That gave Chesaning their first district title since 1998. For the Wolfpack and head coach Tim Beebe, in his first year, the team repeated as district champions but had a couple close games in their district bracket. First, a 69-55 win over Perry, and then in the district final, a real close 57-46 victory over Stockbridge. That, in reading a couple articles and seeing some highlights posted from that game, it sounded like Laingsburg really kind of had to fight and claw in that one to come out with a victory.
Yeah, Casey, you were telling me Stockbridge ran a box-and-one defense against Laingsburg. Of course, that's where one defender plays man-to-man against the other team's best player, in this case, Woodruff. And the other four defenders play zone, but as Stockbridge found out, Laingsburg has players like Ty Randall and Mitchell George who stepped up big time. For that matter, the whole Wolfpack stepped up, and Woodruff is a great passer, and he contributes in so many other ways besides scoring.
Well, and we know he is a prolific scorer as they come here in Division III and maybe even in the whole state, averaging right around 30 a game. He had 52 in a win earlier this season against Freeland. Yes, that's not a typo. I said that right. 52 in a game against Freeland. Chesaning, they have a perennial scorer of their own in Mason Strzok. He eclipsed 1,000 points earlier this season. We've talked in our, you know, games before. To move on in March Madness, you know, you really need one guy on your team who can get a bucket for you whenever they need it. And both of these teams have stellar examples of that in Xander Woodruff for the Wolfpack and Mason Strzok for Chesaning.
Yeah, you know, what a storyline we have here with Strzok and Woodruff as the star players, but the other four supporting players on each team really could come up big time at any time. Like Joe said, Ty Randall with a big 21 the other night. So this matchup's going to be incredible. I'm looking possibly for Chesaning to play some boxing one sometime tonight. And I got to make a quick comment about Xander Woodruff. He comes into this game averaging 30.1 points a game and didn't make the top four Mr. Basketball candidates. That is a sin. And Mason Strzok has an argument himself. But if you look at a kid that puts up 30, All-State first team last year, how do you not get on the at least the ballot?
All right, and if any of those voters were here tonight, I think they may be in for a rude awakening, maybe some regretful text sent to each other the next morning saying, man, how did we leave this guy off of our Mr. Basketball finalist list? You know, we did talk a little bit about Xander Woodruff and Mason Strzok and their scoring ability, but, you know, Ted, you just mentioned, and Joe, we've talked about as well, these teams both do have some depth around them. You know, Chesaning, Ted, you mentioned maybe see if they go into a boxing one. Joe, the most impressive thing that I thought in that district win against Ovidelsi for the Indians was their defense, and Nate Ferry and Brady Sager, who just absolutely gave the Marauders nightmare in that district matchup. You know, they really kind of turned that game over on its head. Ovidelsi, every time they would get a little bit of momentum, they would crank up that defensive intensity and get a turnover, and then it seemed like every time an ensuing basket off of that turnover. So while both of these teams have stellar single options to get a basket, it's the team around them that really makes them 24-0 and undefeated. And, you know, you can't go 24-0 by yourself, and these two teams have great teammates around those number one options.
Well, that's for sure. You know, and to me, Nate Ferry is just a joy to watch. He never seems to get rattled. He's always under control, and his defense is unbelievable. Add in the play of Sager, who can drive on anybody, Luke Barta and Max Volk, and the rebounding and physical presence of Brayden Florian, and of course, the number one that we talked about, Mason Strzok, and this is just a formidable Indian team.
Absolutely. You know, watching these two teams warm up here, we kind of had the same vibe last Friday night, but both of them look pretty confident. They're just kind of loose around right now, shooting around. But you know, right when this game tips off, the crowd is going to be coming alive. The teams are going to be coming alive on the bench, and the players are definitely going to be feeling that pressure. There really is nothing like March Madness basketball. Every dribble, every pass, every possession just gets cranked up to 11. It just means so much to these kids. And one thing that I have really grown to appreciate here covering high school basketball this season is you look at both of these teams, their lineups are a lot of seniors, and we've seen that through a lot of Shiawassee County teams in our areas, especially on senior nights when they talk about different players from different schools where the seniors have been in the program for, you know, 8, 9, 10 years, all the way from when they were in elementary school. In today's day and age, with college athletes moving at the drop of a hat, with the transfer portal and all that stuff, I know high school is a little different, but it just really makes me appreciate and enjoy these high school athletes that just stick through it year after year. High school sports is a grind, and for these teams to have, you know, some pretty loaded seniors on their team, it just speaks volumes to the programs of both of these schools. Both head coach Matt Weigel for the Indians and Tim Beebe for the Willingsburg Wolfpack. Just two great, formidable opponents here that we get to see tonight. And just a lot of respect, not only that I have for them, but you can definitely tell some respect between the two teams.
Well, I'll tell you, you laid it out perfectly, Casey. I was thinking about it while you were saying it. You know, college sports has become garbage. Pro sports is garbage. High school sports, at basketball especially here, it's pure. It's pure. They play it for the love of the game, and that's why we love it.
Right, and just kind of talking again and kind of setting up this matchup that we have here tonight, you're definitely going to see some emotions run high. You're definitely going to see, you know, that competitive edge going back and forth between the Wolfpack and the Indians. I, for one, just can't wait to get this one started. Again, Z92.5 Castle Game of the Week here, the regional opener between the Chesaning Indians and the Langsburg Wolfpack. Earlier in the first game, we got to see a pretty good amount of that, pretty much the second, third, and fourth quarters. Lumen Christie downed Hanover Horton 62-48, so the winner of this one will take on Lumen Christie next. That was a pretty back-and-forth game with Lumen Christie kind of pulling away there in the last little bit.
Yeah, Kaysen Burgess led the way with 21 for the Titans, and also we have the score from Corunna. Arthur Hill downed Saginaw 57-42 in that final matchup between those two powerhouse schools.
Yeah, Saginaw Arthur Hill and Saginaw High taken on for the last time ever before both of those schools combined at Corunna High School. At 5:30 tip-off again, Ted, just mentioned that Saginaw Hill claimed the victory over Saginaw High. Packed gymnasium here at Lumen Christie. Joe, I think we could call this like Bannerville with how many state champion and state runner-up champion banners that they have here. This is just an awesome atmosphere here and an awesome regional site.
Well, and Ted and I counted up these banners, and I think he has it written down over there. There were 50-some.
That's incredible.
Championship banners, and then another 20-some runner-up banners. I thought our area team in New Lothrop was doing good. Holy cow.
Right, and you look at the banners, and it's different sports. It's hockey, soccer, golf, cross-country, football, basketball. Just a perennial state champion program here in Lumen Christie. We're about a minute and a half away from tip-off, ready here for this regional action. And before we get started, we're going to send things back to the station for a few words from our final sponsors.
Hi, Tony Young from Young Chevrolet in Ionia, St. John's, and Owosso, letting you know all three of our dealerships have tons of new Chevrolets in stock with great deals happening right now. Make the drive out, check out our great selection, and listen to this great deal. Four-wheel drive Silverado, brand new 2024 Chevy Silverado, as low as $280 a month. That's right, $280 a month. And how about the ever-popular, our best seller, the Chevy Equinox? I've got a ton of them in stock, and you can drive them for as low as $198 a month. That's right, $198 a month puts you behind the wheel of a brand new Chevy Equinox. Get out of your lease early, bring your trade-ins, let us put a lot of money in them, but we'll make you a deal at Young Chevrolet in Owosso, St. John's, and Ionia.
GMS 24-month, 10,000 miles per year lease to well-qualified GM buyers with $2,000 down plus tax, title, state fees, and document fees. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
Hey, sports fans. It's a great day at Sports Scene. Pick up a copy of our newest magazine at your local high school sporting event or at a retail outlet near you. Great stories on your favorite high school and student athletes. Looking for sports photos? Sports Scene has them. We are at the games. Check us out at highschoolsportscene.com. See thousands of photos and stories at highschoolsportscene.com. Keeping our high schools and student athletes in the news.
Z92.5 The Castle is a proud supporter of high school sports and Sports Scene.
Well, welcome back, listeners, to the Z92.5 Castle Game of the Week regional postseason action here as March Madness is well underway for these high school athletes. Let's get to our starting lineup here. First for the Langsburg Wolfpack and head coach Tim Beebe in his first year. I'd say he's doing pretty well for his first year, a district title and 24-0. Number 3, the senior Cameron Ballard. Number 11, the senior Jackson Audrich. Number 12, the senior Ty Randall. Number 23, the senior, we talked about him in pregame, 30.1 points a game, Xander Woodruff, the leader of that Wolfpack offense. And number 30, the junior, lone junior starter, Mitchell George. For the Chesaning Indians and head coach Matt Weigel, he's 24-0 as well, coming off their first district title since 1998. The senior guard, number 3, Nate Ferry. The junior guard, number 4, Luke Farda. Junior number 10, Max Volk. The senior, number 14, Mr. 1,000-point scorer, Mason Struck. And rounding out the starting five, the junior, number 21, Braden Florian. Fellas, it is electric in here right now. I think once this ball tips, it's about to be nonstop pandemonium here as this crowd is on their feet waiting for this one to get started. Langsburg wearing all red with white trim. Chesaning wearing their home whites with red and black trim, orange and black trim going down the side. They'll be going left to right. Langsburg Wolfpack will be going right to left. And what do you know? It'll be the two studs at tip-off, Mason Struck and Xander Woodruff. Team's getting ready. And tip is up and underway, and it is controlled by Cameron Ballard and the Langsburg Wolfpack. Chesaning moves into their patented kind of half-court press that works so well in their district championship over Ovid-Elsie. Lingsburg swings it over Ty Randall. Drive into the lane. Swing over. Ballard, open three. That one off the mark a little long. Chesnutting will take over.
Looked like a little bit of a jitter shot right there, you know. First minute or two, they'll get the butterflies out and be playing some good basketball.
Yeah, to be expected, I think.
So Lingsburg into a full court press and causes a turnover right off the bat. Luke Barta, an errant pass into the hands of Cam Ballard.
Notice we got the battle of the two nose guards, too. Struck and Mitchell George, both wearing nose protection.
That pass into Mitchell George goes off Struck's hand, so Lingsburg will keep the basketball under their own basket. Woodruff will inbound it to Ty Randall. Comes and gets it over on the corner. Thought about a three, going to pull it out. Guarded heavily by Ferry. Swung over. Ballard, opposite wing. Three, open. No good. Offensive rebound, though, pulled in by Aldrich. Gets it over to Woodruff. Short corner jumper. That one good. And Xander Woodruff gets things started here. A minute gone by in the first. 2-0 Wolfpack. Chesnutting brings it up. Gets it into Braden Florian's hands. Across court. Mason Struck. Had it stripped. Chased down by Florian. He saves it right into the hands of Ty Randall. Lingsburg on a fast break now. Up ahead to Ballard. Goes in. Right hand. No good. Good job contesting there by Max Volk. And Florian hauls in the rebound.
Struck had a nice spin move down there on that last possession underneath his own basket, but lost the handle.
Yeah. Ferry brings it up and crosses the timeline, being guarded by Ballard. Gets it into Varda's hand. Now Struck has it top of the key. He's being guarded by Mitchell George. Looks to take him off the dribble. Loses handle again on it, and it's scooped up by Xander Woodruff. Ferry picks him up, pulls up his dribble. Gets it over to Ballard. Ballard drives into the lane. Nice job finding the open man, Mitchell George, for two. Ballard drove into the lane, and when that defense collapsed, he just found the open George down low, put it in for two. 4-0 Wolfpack. Over on the other end, it's Florian with the ball. Over into the corner, Volk tries a dribble drive, nothing doing. Kicks out to Ferry. Open three, shot no good. It's going to be out of bounds off of Struck's hands down low. Wolfpack keeps the basketball.
Go ahead, Joe.
Looked like maybe Florian had a lane to the basket that time, but he elected to pass out and try the three.
Yeah, and keep an eye on Lingsburg here defensively after a made basket. Looks like they're setting up a 1-2, 1-1 diamond press.
Well, that's what I thought. That's a joke, Ted. I have no clue what that is.
So Ballard will take it now. Open jumper in the lane, shot no good, and a rebound hauled in by Volk. He'll bring it up and cross the timeline. 5:40 remaining in the first, 4-0, Lingsburg on top over the Indians. Florian has it over in the corner. Swings it up top to Volk. Right-hand dribble drive right into Ty Randall. Shot no good. Wanted a foul call. Not going to get it. Randall's going to bring it up the floor. He's stopped by Florian. Left-hand drive into the lane. Nothing there. He'll swing it back out. Here's Aldrich with it now. Into the lane. We're going to get a charge. First foul of the game as Max Volk stepped into the lane. Drew that charge there on Aldrich.
We have our Drive of the Game Award, and that's brought to you by Young Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC on M21 in Owosso. Saluting all Mid-Michigan athletes. Drive on in or go online at youngautosales.com.
And out of that diamond press, Nate Ferry with it goes coast to coast, a little short at the rim. Rebound brought in by Woodruff. Chesnutting, maybe a little bit of jitters here right now. Lingsburg, of course, has been here before. They made it all the way to the quarterfinals last year where they lost to Ecorse. Looking to make it a little further this time around. Here's a strip over on the other end. Pulled back in by Aldrich, though, being guarded by Volk. Here comes Woodruff with a basket cut. Nothing there but a nice pass down low. Mitchell George, that's the second time that George has just found a soft spot behind that Chesnutting defense for an open layup. 6-0 Wolfpack.
Yeah, that's twice he's been wide open down low, isn't it?
Yeah, and right now Lingsburg looks like they're clicking a little bit better offensively than Chesnutting here in the early going.
Struck with the basketball over on the wing. He's going to kick it over to Florian at the free throw line. Ferry comes and calls for it. Swings it over to Struck. Here comes a three-pointer from Mason Struck. That one no good, and a rebound brought in by Woodruff.
That's the third defensive rebound for Lingsburg, keeping Chesnutting to one and done.
Inside, Mitchell George with it. Tries to get it into Woodruff on a nice basket cut. He's going to get tied up, though, in a reach-in foul committed. Let's see if that's on Struck. They're going to get that on Nate Ferry, so that's his first. 4 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Lingsburg on top, 6-0 over the Chesnutting Indians. Battle of two unbeaten 24-0 squads. Woodruff gets the inbound, guarded by Ferry. Swings it over into the corner. Ballard, dribble drive, nothing there, but a swing up top into Odrich. Man, Langsberg making a living right now, driving into that lane and kicking to the open man. Matt Weigel and the Indians are going to take a timeout and think some things over. 3:50 remaining here in the first. Langsberg on top, 8-0.
Struck Lawn and Landscape is proud to be a Chesaning Indian High School basketball sponsor for over 25 years. Owner Mark Struck has provided complete professional lawn care for Chesaning and surrounding areas. Mark has a horticultural degree from Michigan State University and is proud to bring that expertise to the residents of mid-Michigan. It's time to get ready for those spring projects. Call Mark at Struck's Lawn and Landscape today at 989-6220. That's 989-865-6220.
Well, so in that first kind of four-minute stretch there, you definitely got the sense the Indians were maybe a little hesitant there on offense. And meanwhile, the Langsberg Wolfpack on offense were just cutting right to the basket, doing a nice job of that motion offense against the Chesaning defense and just getting open looks under the basket here, building that 8-0 lead early on.
Looks like Langsberg's dropped back in just a man-to-man kind of token press.
Here comes Volk with it for the Indians. A post touch inside to Struck. Nice touch pass there over to Barta, though. They get it over into Florian. He's over on the wing. He's being guarded by Odrich. He'll swing it over to Brady Sager now, who checks it. Rather, that's Barta in for the Indians. Nate Ferry with it now over on the wing. Surveys this Langsberg defense, and an errant pass. They're going to get an over-the-back call as he was trying to find Struck and just kind of threw it well out of his reach. So a turnover for the Indians out of the timeout.
Yeah, that's their fourth turnover.
So Langsberg will take over. Cameron Ballard crosses the timeline, guarded by Nate Ferry. They're still kind of in this little half-court trap action. Langsberg so far has been able to get apart pretty well, though. Xander Woodruff with the basketball. Swings it inside. Mitchell George with it. Oh, I think they're going to get Struck on a reach-in right under the basket.
Our Player of the Game Award is brought to you by the Audiology Center of St. John's for hearing, testing, and health. Visit them at wecarehowyouhear.com.
Brady Sager will check in for the Indians. Vance Klont will check in, as well as Aiden Mataloni for the Wolfpack. That foul was on Struck, so that's his first. Langsberg inbounding it under their own basket. They get it into Mataloni. He swings it over to Woodruff now. Long cross-court pass over to Klont. Finds the open man in the corner, Ty Randall. Trap put on by Volt. Actually, that's Brady Sager now who's checked in for Volk.
You know, Randall's an outstanding athlete for Langsberg, and he, I believe he got hurt in the football season. Maybe it was in the spring, but I know he's an outstanding baseball player as well as a solid basketball player.
Yeah, he seems pretty strong. I always kind of wonder if he didn't ride up on a horse, saddle, you know, put the horse out here, and just looks like a cowboy to me for some reason.
So Langsberg will take over, and here's a deep three from Ty Randall. And the streak continues. It's now 11-0 Wolfpack over the Indians after a deep three from the senior big man, Ty Randall.
Yeah, Chesaning in early trouble. Maybe this experience of Langsberg making it deep in the playoffs last year paying off here this start, a steal.
Right on cue, a steal as Brady Sager tried to get inside to Struck, but a nice job of Mataloni getting in that passing lane, causing the turnover. Eventually went out of bounds on Nate Ferry, and so Langsberg will keep the basketball. 11-0 on top over the Chesaning Indians with 2:18 remaining here in the first.
Yeah, Indians need a stop and a basket in the worst way right now.
Cameron Ballard with it for the Wolfpack. Surveys the Chesaning defense. Gets it inside. Odrich with it. Back over in the corner. Here's Klont, a corner three. That one no good. Sager with a rebound. Tipped out by Woodruff, but Chesaning will keep the basketball. And they're going to go back into their diamond press. Rather, they're just in a full court man.
Yep.
Ferry's going to bring it up with a little bit of pressure. He goes all the way with it. Finds Florian in the corner. Thought about a three. Going to dribble drive into the lane instead. Right hand. Gets it down inside to Struck. There you go. Chesaning fans. First basket of the game with a minute 40 remaining in the first. Nice dump off from Florian to find Struck down low, and he finished with a nice up and under with his left hand. Speaking of a left-handed killer, here's Xander Woodruff getting right to where he wants. puts up that nice jumper for 2 points.
Man,
13-2.
He just elevates so nicely, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Nate Ferry on the other end. Justin Ng seems to have settled things down a little bit as Nate Ferry with a little runner into the lane for two. 13-4, Langsburg. Into the corner. Mataloni, splash. They're not missing right now. Aiden Mataloni, the senior, checks in and hits a corner three. 16-4, Wolfpack. And we're going to get a foul on Cameron Ballard. He was guarding Luke Barta pretty heavily, bringing it up the floor. That'll be his first, and they'll stop the clock at 57 seconds left in the first quarter.
You know, I mentioned that Woodruff averaging 30.7 points a game, being recruited by some of the different MIAA schools, Hope, Calvin, and Alma. Also, Lansing Community College is recruiting him as well, but it wouldn't surprise me if he goes to play at Hope College for Greg Mitchell, the former legendary coach for the Bird.
Coming out of the foul, Nate Ferry has it. Gets it inside to Strzok, down low, shot up and good through contact. Mason Strzok finishing hard. He's got 4 points in the first quarter. 16-6, Langsburg on top.
Both his baskets came with nice open looks down low. Hard for him to miss when he gets that low.
So Ty Randall has it now for the Wolfpack over on the far wing. Swings it over, cross-court pass to Klont in the corner. Gets it back up top now to Randall. Takes the pass, going to dribble drive into the lane. Lost the handle with it, regathers it up top to Cameron Ballard. Thought about a three, going to drive instead. Picked out by Brady Sager, up ahead, Ferry with it. Scrum for it over on the wing. Let's see if we're going to get a foul or a jump. They're going to get a jump ball. As both Sager and Klont dove for it at the same time, a little scrum happened and some words were exchanged. Clock is going to stop at 7 seconds, and Chesson will keep the basketball here. Going to get a last-second shot to close out the first quarter.
Now, and I know you guys have seen Chesson a little bit more than me this year, but they're a very strong defensive team, and that's what they got to rely on right now to get back into this.
Yeah, and that was just the first Langsburg turnover, just one turnover in this first quarter.
Sager inbounds it to Ferry. 5 seconds. He's being guarded by Ballard. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Floater in the lane. Nate Ferry rims around. Shot no good. And a rebound brought in by Mitchell George. So after one quarter here in the regional opener, Langsburg Wolfpack on top over the Chesaning Indians, 16-6.
Tony Young and the entire Young family salute all mid-Michigan area athletes at Young Chevrolet Cadillac and Young Buick GMC. They know it takes teamwork to be successful, so from the Young team to your team, have a great season. Young Chevrolet Cadillac and Young Buick GMC on M21 in Owosso invite you to drive a little and save a lot. Visit them online at youngautosales.com. Young Chevrolet Cadillac and Young Buick GMC are proud supporters of high school sports on Z92.5, The Castle. Victory Heating and Cooling, serving all of Michigan, is proud to feature Trane Heating and Cooling products. Trane has the right system for your home. Victory Heating and Cooling has Michigan's best HVAC installers and service crews in the business and would love and appreciate the opportunity to serve you and your home. Victory Heating and Cooling, featuring Trane products, the best team from the with the best products, rather, from your for your home. Visit victoryheatingandcooling.com or call 989-224-7171.
Well, so after that first quarter, Langsburg on top, 16-6 over the Chesaning Indians. And really, it was the first kind of four-minute spurt that started the game for the Wolfpack. I think they had 12 points to Chesaning 0. They kind of just were a little more under control there to open the game and kind of built that lead that you see right now.
Well, I think Ted had a great point for talking about the experience of the Wolfpack in this situation, too.
Yes. Langsburg will have the basketball to start the second quarter. It's in Audrich's hands, and it's stolen by Barta. So there's that defense that Ted and Joe, you were talking about. Gets a turnover. Now let's see if Chesaning can capitalize with a bucket. Errant pass. It's going to be tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Chesaning basketball.
Ted, Casey was remarking about the banners in this high school, and I told him that we had counted them up. I think you have those tallies.
54 state championship banners, 27 state runner-up banners. That's a lot.
In one high school?
Since 1968 when this place was put together.
You could just call this Bannerville pretty much.
You could. You're right.
Here's Chesaning with the basketball now. Drive inside for Volk, blocked, though, by Woodruff. He gets his own rebound up ahead. Mitchell George.
Beautiful pass.
Soft touch there from George, and you said it. Nice pass inside by Woodruff. 18-6 Wolfpack.
We talked about the different ways that he contributes, and that's a major way right there. That was sweet.
Ferry with the basketball, guarded by Ballard. Gets it over to Barta, left wing, dribble drive in. Here's Struck. No face mask.
Yeah, I noticed that. He means business now.
Well, it might be so hot in here he can't stand it, because I'm about ready to get my bathing suit out or something here.
I think we need an elevator, Joe.
Well, right on cue, Struck gets it inside, puts up a shot, no good, but a foul called on Ty Randall. So Struck will head to the line and shoot two.
Our Drive of the Game Award is brought to you by Young Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC on M21 in Owosso, saluting all mid-Michigan athletes. Drive on in or go online at youngautosales.com.
Struck hits his first, his second up, and no good. So 1-for-2 from the line for Struck, 18-7, Wolfpack on top. Ty Randall with it now, gets it inside to Audrich. Mitchell George on the block. He finds a cutting Audrich to the lane, kicks out to Woodruff. Deep three, hand in his face. Shot no good, but a rebound brought in by George. Kick. Out to Ballard, tried to get it back inside to George, and a kick ball on Luke Barta, so it'll stay Langsburg basketball, and Cameron Ballard will inbound it under his own basket.
You're always surprised when Woodruff misses a three, aren't you?
Yeah. Over into the corner, here's Ty Randall. Woodruff, top of the key, three-pointer. Shot no good, but a wide-open rebound for Ballard. He gets it inside to Audrich. Here's George again down low. He's got 8 points. Mitchell George is just making a living down there under that Chesaning basket. 20-7, Langsburg.
I was going to say no heights listed, but he's got to be about 6'3".
And the Langsburg team is such good in passing that they find him down there.
Here's Struck down low. Nice dump off to Barta, but nothing doing. It's going to be picked off by Randall. He'll lead the break and smartly pull out. Gets it over into the corner to Ballard. Over into the wing, Randall. Swings it up top to Ballard. Open three, that one's good. Hand in his face, two. Dylan James, it didn't matter. Cameron Ballard knocks down a three, and Matt Weigel is going to take a 30-second timeout and think some things over. 5:46 remaining, Wolfpack on top, 23-7.
You always get the best at Beck's Trailer Superstore, the nation's largest trailer dealer with over 1,500 trailers on 45 acres. You won't find a better selection anywhere. Whether you're looking for an open or enclosed trailer, for work or play, you'll find the perfect trailer at Beck. They have flexible financing options through several national and local lenders to offer the most competitive rates and payments from only $69 a month with approved credit. For the best selection of quality trailers at unbeatable prices, call 888-SAY-BECKS or visit beckstrailerstore.com. We've always said that sportsmanship is the golden rule in action, but why should it stop when the game is over? Now more than ever, we need to respect each other and treat each other with common decency, not only between the lines, but outside the lines in our daily lives. In sports and in life, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Well, out of the timeout, Chesaning was saved by the out-of-bounds line as they threw a pass pretty much right to Ty Randall. He stepped out of bounds as he was trying to run a fast break for the Wolfpack. Chesaning will keep the basketball.
You know, we got a long way to go, but right now, doesn't Langsburg, don't they seem like they're a half step ahead of Chesaning right now?
Yeah. Ferry with the basketball, looking to get some offense going. Here's an open three-pointer, top of the key, Braden Florian. Three-point basket, good for the state's leading rusher this past football season.
Oh, they needed that one.
23-10, Langsburg. Woodruff has it. Has it ripped out by Ferry. Up ahead, Brady Sager. Layup, up and good. 23-12, Wolfpack.
That's some great defense by Ferry that time, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. 5-0 run.
Definitely you can tell they are trying to force Woodruff to his right hand, and he does kind of look a little bit, I mean, I'm not going to say uncomfortable because he's a tremendous high school player, but you can tell he definitely is trying to force it left, even though they're giving him the right.
By the way, I want to make note of the stands. I mean, it was jam-packed and loud as could be in that first game. I really thought we might see a bit of a drop-off. Not much.
No. And it's cool, too. A lot of the fans from that first game have stayed around. Check this one out. Langsburg will inbound it to Ty Randall. He gets it over. Xander Woodruff, open three, shot no good. But an offensive rebound by Audrich. Up to Ty Randall, the open three, shot no good. Scrum forward over on the far baseline. Ball sails way into the stand.
That offensive rebound was the fourth for Langsburg.
Well, Langsburg playing right into Chesaning's hands at the moment. The Indians will love them to keep firing it from outside.
A lot of offensive rebounds, though, for the Wolfpack.
Yep. Langsburg 3-for-9 from beyond the arc.
Chesaning takes over, 4:35 remaining here in the second quarter. 23-12 Wolfpack. Ferry with the basketball, heavily guarded by Ballard. Screen set by Strzok. They give it to him. Little screen in action. Roll for Mason Strzok up in the lane, left hand and good. Chesaning on a nice little run here.
7-0 run, I believe.
Here comes Woodruff into the lane. Floater, shot, good. Through Volk, too, and everything. Man, Woodruff can score from pretty much every area on the floor.
Like butter.
Ferry gets it into Florian over on the wing. Puts the ball on the floor. A little driven drive action. Braden Florian puts it up and good. And the foul. He'll go to the line and try to commit a three-point play the hard way.
He looked like he was trying to remember his rushing days on that one. He showed his strength for sure.
25-16 Wolfpack.
Our Player of the Game Award is brought to you by the Audiology Center of St. John's for hearing testing and help. Visit them at wecarehowyouhear.com.
So Florian will head to the line. Look to complete a three-point play. That foul was on Jackson Audrich, his second. Florian's free throw up and good. He's got six in the quarter. 25-17, Wolfpack. Indians have definitely settled things in here this second half of the second quarter. Checked into the game is Aiden Mataloni. He gets it up top to Woodruff. Tries to put the shake and bake on Ferry. Nothing doing. Ferry has him guarded way out up at half court, and they're going to get a foul on Ferry, and Matt Weigel is not happy with that official. And I got to say, I didn't see any contact, and we got a pretty good vantage point up top here.
Yeah, and I was also looking at the defense. Keep an eye on this, Case. Look like they may be in a box in one. Let's just see the other players. No, just regular man-to-man with Ferry on Woodruff.
That was fun to watch Ferry push him closer and closer to half court, though.
Here comes Woodruff with the basketball. Drive into the lane. Puts up a shot, no good, but they're going to get a foul call. I think that's going to be, we'll see who the official call is on. That's going to be on Strzok, so that's his second, as Xander Woodruff will head to the line and get two free throws.
Mars Furniture and Mattress in Owosso salutes the players and coaches, parents, teachers, and students who make Chesaning a championship school. For over 50 years, Mars Furniture and Mattress has been your hometown furniture store. Proud to support the Cavaliers and high school sports. Mars carries Amish-made dining room sets made by the finest craftsmen in Indiana, and Ohio. This solid wood furniture is built to last for a lifetime, and now you can save up to 40% on American-made recliners, too. Stop in today at Mars Furniture and Mattress on M21 in Owosso across from Walmart.
So Woodruff goes 2-for-2 from the line. 27-17 Wolfpack lead. 3:35 remaining here in the second quarter. Ferry with the basketball gets it over to Brady Sager on the far wing. Up top to Maxwell Volk. Swings it over. Braden Florian chases it down. Hit by Randall. Players all over the place. Eventually, Chesaning settles in with the basketball, and Brady Sager has it. He's going to drive into the lane through Woodruff. Right hand floater up and good. Brady Sager.
Yeah,
he's got four in the quarter.
He can drive on anybody, I think.
27-19 Wolfpack. Woodruff with the basketball. Drives into the lane. He puts up a floater of his own. That one's about as good as you can get.
And so can Xander.
Heck of a hesitation move, wasn't it?
29-19 Wolfpack. 2:45 remaining in the second. Ferry, crossover dribble drive. Good defense, though, by Ballard. He gets it over to Sager, guarded by Woodruff. Max Volk with it now. Trying to get it into the lane. Instead, going to swing it back over into the corner. Florian has it, guarded by Randall. That is a matchup of pure muscle. Florian's going to use that muscle, try to get into the lane. Randall cut him off. I thought he did a good job of moving his feet, but they're going to get him on a foul call. That's Ty Randall's first.
By the way, you guys talked about the other night. Bob and Ann Murphy listening in again from Saginaw.
Mason Strzok's aunt and uncle, I believe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, glad they're tuned in again.
Was it his great aunt and uncle?
I think you're right, yeah. Yep. So out of the foul, it's a Brady Sager. Nice sideline out of bounds play as Strzok. I'm not sure if he meant to do that. He kind of just tipped it right behind him, and Sager was there for the easy putback. 29-21 Wolfpack. Chesaning definitely turning things up here in this second quarter. But it's going to be hard to stop the Wolfpack when they got that guy. Xander Woodruff right now is just scoring at will. He's got the last 6 points for the Wolfpack. Here's another floater for him up in the lane and good. On the other end, Nate Ferry answers with a floater of his own. and he'll head to the line after the foul on Klont. Nick Ferry going to tie a three-point play.
At MMB Advisors, you'll reach higher with a professional team that has 95 years combined experience offering personal financial planning, mutual funds, retirement planning, education funding, and much more. MMB Advisors proudly supports Chesting Indian Athletics as well as academics and looks forward to continuing to do so for many years. Reach out to any of the advisors in Chesting or Grand Blanc offices at mmbadvisors.net. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor member, FINRA, SIPC.
So Ferry completes the three-point play. It's now 31-24 Wolfpack. And right on cue, Xander Woodruff is on a hot streak right now. He's got eight straight baskets for the Wolfpack. A floater again up in the lane and good. Tim Beebe's going to call a timeout here for these last minute 39 seconds. 33-24 Wolfpack.
Langsberg shooting well over 50% from the floor so far in this first half.
Right, and especially Woodruff right now is just getting whatever he wants right in the middle of the paint. He's just knocking down those floaters. I think that's three in a row. Just kind of the same look. Gets it up to the top of the key. Right-hand dribble right into the lane and puts up that nice floater. He's just got great touch from that area around the basket.
Well, like Ted said, he's smooth like butter.
Recap in the first game we saw here tonight, Jackson Lumen Christie on top, 62-48 over Hanover Horton. So the winner of this one will move on to face Jackson Lumen Christie. That will be on Thursday night. And another final over in Corunna, the last ever matchup between Saginaw Hill and Saginaw High went to Arthur Hill over Saginaw High. Right now, though, here we got a good one as two unbeaten teams are looking to advance one round further in March Madness, Chesaning Indians and Langsberg Wolfpack. We got a minute 30 remaining in the second quarter. Wolfpack on top, 33-24. It'll be Chesaning basketball with Braden Florian on the corner. Gets it inside. Mason Struck, left hand post move up and good over Mitchell George.
Just one dribble, turn and shoot.
Yeah, I mean, he's dominant on the blocks with either hand. Does a great job.
33-26 Langsberg. Ty Randall with it now, guarded by Florian. He's got it over on the wing. Gets it up top to Klont. Dribble handoff to Woodruff. Thought about a deep three. Going to try to get into the lane instead. Nothing there. He'll kick to Randall. Corner. Shot no good. Actually, faked a shot and went down low for a pass to Mataloni and just skipped it off his hand. Chesaning basketball, 52 seconds remaining.
Yeah, look at that score, 33-26. Indians in it. Basket here would be gigantic heading to the locker room.
Ferry will take it now. Dribble into the lane. Over to Florian. One dribble shot, no good. Mataloni gets the rebound and kicks it into Ty Randall. 35 seconds remaining. Ty Randall brings it up half court. Surveying the Chesaning defense. He's being guarded by Florian. Nice basket cut down low by Klont. Man, he just got behind everyone on that Chesaning defense for an open layup. Good job by Randall with some good court vision and a nice bounce pass down low. 15 seconds remaining. Ferry crosses the timeline. 35-26 Wolfpack. Struck comes up, sets a screen. Ferry goes left. Baseline drive. Kicks out to Sager. Open three. Good if it goes.
Ooh.
Rims around. Man, that would have been a big way to end this second quarter, but just down and out for that Brady Sager three-point attempt. Well, after two quarters here at Jackson Lumen Christie for our regional opener, Langsberg Wolfpack 35, Chesaning Indians 26. We'll add up some statistics and catch you back here in about 5 minutes.
Team wrestling puts up more back-to-back-to-backs than Chris Berman in his prime, and unseasonably warm temps can't stop the downhill ski finals. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. For longtime listeners of this program, this first section is going to sound very, very familiar, but I promise it's not a repeat, even though all four team wrestling champions are repeats. That's right. Detroit Catholic Central, Lowell, Dundee, and Hudson all repeated as team wrestling champs, with some winning more than just back-to-back. In Division I, Detroit Catholic defeated Heartland 41-12 in the championship match. It's the DCC's second straight D1 title, sixth in the last 8 years, and 17th in program history. In three rounds over the weekend, the Shamrocks allowed just 21 total points. In Division II, Lowell bested Freeland in the championship match, securing an 11th straight D2 title for the Red Arrows. The last time Lowell didn't win the title was 2013. Frozen was a top movie, and the Harlem Shake was a thing. In Division III, Dundee beat Whitehall 49-20 in a championship match. That makes 7 straight team titles for the Vikings, 9 of the last 11, and 16 finals titles overall. And in Division IV, Hudson won for a third straight time, this year beating St. Louis in the championship. This is the Tigers' 6th title in the last 8 years and 11th overall. That's 4 champions, all who need a new wing in the trophy case for their wrestling hardware. For complete coverage of the team championships, as well as all of the information you need for this weekend's individual finals at Ford Field, please check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Zeeland's Riley Smith. In her 6th and final game bowling at regionals, she rolled a perfect 300, claiming the individual regional championship and helping Zeeland advance to the MHSAA finals. Bark River Harris's Lauren Zawada, she put up 17 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, and 6 steals in a win over Munising, giving the Broncos an outright Skyline Central Conference title. And to Marquette hockey coach Doug Garrow, he notched his 200th win as coach and a 7-1 win over Escanaba.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
You may remember the scene from the movie Hoosiers where Coach Melvin Dale pulls Raid from a game on principle and later keeps him on the bench, electing to use just 4 players. Is this legal? The answer is no. NFHS rules state that if you have 5 eligible players, all must play, and you must have 5 to start the game. You're only allowed to play with fewer because of injury or disqualification. During the pandemic, some coaches facing teams down to 4 players had their 5th player stand near the sideline to create a 4-on-4 in the spirit of good sportsmanship, which is legal. But you can't do what Coach Dale did and say, "That's my team."
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Repeat champions were the theme of the day at the MHSAA ski finals as well. Yes, despite the balmy temps, there is skiing taking place. Starting in Division II, which took place at Nubs Knob in Harbor Springs, the Petoskey boys team won its 5th straight title and 12th in the last 13 years. On the girls' side, Cadillac won its 2nd title in 3 years and now has a top 3 finish in each of the last 4 years. Over at Boyne Highlands for the Division I finals, it was Traverse City Central's boys team ending the Traverse City West's 3-year run as champion. Flip those results on the girls' side, TC West repeats as champion, with TC Central coming in 2nd. Complete results, including individual champions, can be found at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Well, welcome back, listeners, to halftime of the Z92.5 Castle Game of the Week. I'm Casey Smith here with Joe Smith and Ted Fattell, where Langsburg Wolfpack on top 35-26 over the Chesaning Indians after one half of basketball. Scoring recap for the Wolfpack first. Xander Woodruff leads all with 14. Mitchell George has 8. Cameron Ballard, Ty Randall, and Aiden Mataloni have 3. And Vance Clont and Jackson Audrech have 2. For the Chesaning Indians, Mason Struck has 9. Brady Sager and Braden Florian with 6. And Nate Ferry added in 5. And Joe, I know you have some other stats for us as well.
Well, these stats are certainly unofficial because I have both these teams shooting over 60% in that first half. Chesaning 11 for 18, Langsburg 15 for 24. The Indians 1 for 4 from beyond the arc, 3 for 4 from the free throw line. I have them down for just 2 rebounds and 6 turnovers. Langsburg 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 3 for 10 from beyond, 3-point land. 4 offensive rebounds, 5 defensive rebounds, and 4 turnovers, and add in 1 block.
Well, and you said, is this right that they only have 2 defensive rebounds? But really, I mean, Lanesburg on pace right now to score 70. They're getting really good looks. It's not like they're rushing and just putting up a bunch of shots. And we talked about Lanesburg is doing a good job of rebounding the ball offensively. So right now, as it stands, 35-26, Wolfpack on top over the Indians. I think a big kind of momentum shift was the very start of the game. Lanesburg just kind of came into the game ready to go. They have been in these big games before. They've been in these types of gyms going back to last year's tournament against E-Course, where it's kind of a hostile environment. You got fans screaming at you from all different angles. Chesaning just seemed a little bit slow to start, and kind of that's what's been the difference maker here tonight as the Lanesburg Wolfpack have a 9-point lead.
Yeah, I think Chesaning in this second half, now that they've got a half under their belt, they did start slow. I think they can try to relax a little bit, easier said than done. But I really think, you know, it is a sports cliche, but the first 4 minutes of this second half are going to be very important, and it's going to tell what happens in this one, I think.
Well, the Indians didn't spend much time in the locker room either at the half because
No. They're
already out here taking shots. So.
Right, and they've kind of had a similar game as we've called a few of their games this year. They get the ball into Mason Struck down low. He's got 9 points, some nice kind of finishes around the rim. Brady Sager and Max Volk doing a nice job defensively. It's just kind of been that slow start at the very beginning is really kind of has what been their Achilles heel so far. And then, of course, Xander Woodruff just has a quiet 14. He really came alive the last couple minutes of that second quarter. I think he scored 8 straight baskets for the Wolfpack.
So, Casey, you're a basketball coach. Put yourself in Chesaning's shoes right now and Matt Weigel. What do you think he was trying to get across to his team there in the halftime conversation?
I think he's kind of how we've been saying, just kind of play the game that got us here. You can't really – when it comes to these types of games, I think what gets teams in trouble is when they try to change up what's worked for them. And what has worked for Chesaning has been their defense, has been their smart shot selection and getting the ball into number 14 Mason Struck's hand. So I think if they can do that, if they can stop Xander Woodruff, which is as tall a task as it comes in Division III basketball, I think they might have a good chance of coming back and cutting down this 9-point lead. But it's not going to come all at once, and you know that you're going to have to weather a scoring storm from Xander Woodruff at some point. You can contain him. You can try to, you know, force him to take bad shots, but he is going to get his at some point in this second half. You have to weather that, and you have to answer it with, what I would give is Mason Struck. I would give it right back to him down on the other end. But that's just my opinion. I only coach seventh graders.
That's when they learn fundamentals. That's what it's all about.
The most important coaching there is, I think.
Well, and speaking of basketball, we got obviously the men's college basketball tournament coming up. It seems like in college, at least, it's kind of as wide of open tournament as any. Unfortunately, I think we can rule out the Maize and Blue of making the tournament, but Sparty kind of has a chance to maybe show some life here at the end. I'm excited for this tournament as there's not really a clear-cut number one team. It's kind of pretty wide open from what the media consensus seems to be. Now, are you guys bracket guys where you just kind of make your own, or are you like getting a pool on ESPN or with coworkers and do that type of stuff? I kind of like getting in a pool with coworkers and pretending that you know more or you know less when really it's just a guessing game. What do you guys
like? You got to do both, and number one, you got to play in the 3-point podcast contest.
Absolutely,
sure.
That routinely has over like 100 entries.
Well over 100.
Right, and I know you got some awesome prizes, gift cards, and things like that. I always look forward to to join. And specifically, I enjoy when my bracket comes in a little higher than Jared's.
I was going to say the same thing. My goal is to beat Jared. That's it.
Well, since I don't have any coworkers, I do get in the 3-point podcast pool, and I also do the ESPN pool. But
there you go.
We're a few seconds away here from second half action, regional opener matchup. In the game before this, it was Jackson Lumen Christie taking down Hanover Horton, 62-48. So the winner of this one will move on to that game on Thursday night where Lumen Christie will await. For now, it's the Lanesburg Wolfpack on top, 35-26 over the Indians. And the Indians will get the basketball to start this third quarter. Z92.5 Castle Game of the Week. I'm Casey Smith here with Joe Smith and Ted Patel. And right on cue, here's a turnover from the Indians. An errant pass that pretty much went right into Xander Woodruff's hand. And he goes down low. That's Struck's third foul, I believe. He went right into Struck. And Struck did a pretty good job of just keeping his hands up. But Xander Woodruff leaned into him and got the foul call and made the basket, so a 3-point play awaits.
Our Player of the Game Award is brought to you by the Audiology Center of St. John's for hearing testing and help. Visit them at wecarehowyouhear.com.
And that is Strzok's third. Xander Woodruff completes the three-point play, so he starts out the quarter plus three. 38-26 Wolfpack, and Langsberg will go back into their diamond press. Chessening did a pretty good job of breaking it early in the game, and then they went back to that kind of man press. Chessening crosses half court and gets a foul. Reach in, I think, on Cameron Ballard. Rather, that's on Audrich. That's his third as well. So really struck for Chessening and Audrich for Langsberg, the only players in real foul trouble here with three apiece. Ferry will take the basketball. Crosses the timeline, guarded by Cameron Ballard. Gets it over to Strzok. Puts it on the floor. Dribble drive guarded by Mitchell George. Back out now to Strzok. Rather, Ferry. Screen set by Strzok, and it's an open three-point shot. Barta, that shot no good, and Ty Randall with a rebound, and they're going to get a foul under the basket.
Wow, came from nowhere.
A foul under the basket on Elliot Wilsey, who just checked in. I didn't see that, nor did...
Was he even around there? I didn't see it either.
So regardless, Chessening will take it, and it'll be struck down low. And he is as good of a post finisher as you are going to see here in high school basketball. Just a nice one dribble drop step, just like they teach you in middle school. Puts it up and good. 38-28 Wolfpack. Strzok has 11.
WJSE, Ashley Owosso, C92.5, The Castle.
Chessening with the basketball now, up ahead to Volk. Cross-court pass to Ferry. Thought about a three, going to put it on the floor instead. Left-hand dribble drive, kicks it over to Strzok. Barta with it. Into the corner, Ferry, open three, short off the front iron, and a rebound. Scrum for it between Woodruff and Volk, and we're going to get a jump ball. So it will head down to the Langsberg way. They're going left to right as we see it. Chessening going right to left.
Indians with just one three-pointer so far, 1 for 6.
Langsberg will inbound it to Woodruff. He's being guarded by Ferry. Cross court over here to Ballard. Dribble drive into the lane. Nothing there. He'll pull it back out. He's being guarded by Volk. Right-hand drive into the lane. Meets Strzok in the middle. Nothing there. Gets it over to Xander Woodruff now. Nate Ferry has done as good a job as you can at sticking with Xander Woodruff, but one pass is too many for the Indians to defend there. It's a good ball movement for the Wolfpack, led to a Cameron Ballard open three-pointer, and he knocks that one down, 41-28 Wolfpack. 6 minutes remaining here in the third. Here comes Nate Ferry with an open three of his own. That one no good. Ty Randall gets the rebound. He'll sprint up ahead and lead the break. Gets it down low. Picked off by Volk. Nice job there reading that pass. Volk going to look to drive with it. Smartly kicks out. Here's Barta. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound brought in by George. It was a nice fast break by the Indians. Just missed the open layup down low. Wolfpack with it now. Here's a pass down low. Mitchell George rims around. Shot no good. Wilsey, though, puts it back in. Elliot Wilsey checks in and gets his first basket of the night. 43-28 Wolfpack.
Fifth offensive rebound for the Wolfpack.
5 minutes remaining here in the third. Here's Strzok with it. Right-hand drive, puts it on the floor. He's doubled there down low by George and Wilsey. Now Ferry takes it. He's got nothing. Outside to Strzok. Open three from the wing. Shot no good. Wilsey with the rebound. Kicks it up ahead to Ballard. Crosses the timeline. Guarded by Volk. He'll kick it out to Ty Randall, who will set things up. Screen set by Wilsey. Nice give-and-go action. Wilsey, left hand, puts it up, no good, and a rebound brought in by Florian. Florian's pushing with a little bit of pace, kicks it over into the corner. Volk passes up a three, kicks it over to Ferry.
Well, I think he would have taken a three, but that pass was too high.
Yeah, didn't really have his feet set. Ferry looking to take Randall off the dribble, into the lane, trying to get it up. Randall just too good, standing straight up. Eventually finds Florian for an open three in the corner, shot no good, and a rebound brought in by Ballard, pushing up ahead to Woodruff.
Ooh.
Eurostep, got caught up by...
Is that Strzok or Ferry?
It's going to be big who they call this on. And they're going to call that on Strzok, and that's his fourth.
That's huge. Well, Al McGuire always said play him with four, but he's coming out.
Long way to go, huh?
Absolutely too long.
So he'll get subbed out for the junior, Brady Sager, who's got six in this one. 4:16 remaining, Wolfpack on top, 43-28. Inbound pass to Woodruff, puts up a floater, mid-range. That one good. Man, he was had all his momentum going to the right and just shot straight up in a perfectly controlled shot for Xander Woodruff. He's got five in the quarter.
Like you said, Ferry doing everything he can. He doesn't stray within 6 inches of Woodruff.
Right.
But he just can't contain him.
Four in with the basketball. Over into Sager. Gets it up top to Volk, top of the key. He's going to take a three-pointer. That one no good. I think Randall...
It looked like it got partially blocked, didn't it?
Yeah, I would say that.
So regardless, they're going to call it off of Volk. He's pleading that it got tipped.
Yep.
Refs are going to let it play on, though, so Langsberg will keep the basketball. Here comes Woodruff. He'll cross the timeline.
Nice pass.
Down low, Madaloni. Nothing doing there. He tries to get it over to Woodruff. Tries to get it up to Woodruff, stolen by Ferry. Ferry goes all the way with it, and he's fouled by Woodruff down below the basket, so Ferry will head to the line and shoot two free throws.
Start your wellness journey today at Memorial Healthcare Wellness Center in Owosso. Members have access to a full array of wellness initiatives to help you reach and maintain your fitness goals. Membership includes use of the cardio exercise area, the SkyTrack, drop in on one of the many fitness classes, swim and exercise in the therapy pool, or relax in the sauna or steam room. Memorial Healthcare Wellness Center offers a choice of membership to fit the whole family. Find out more at memorialhealthcare.org.
Ferry hits his first free throw. His second is on the way. Takes a deep breath, looking right into the Chesaning student section. Just off the front iron, no good, and a rebound brought in by Madaloni. So 45-29, Wolfpack. Long cross-court pass from Ballard. Gets it over into the corner. Klont with a three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound chased down by Volk. Nice ball handle. Nice movement there. Got it into Florian. A little too hard, just off his hand. All the way up ahead to Woodruff, and he puts in the layup.
Boy, how smart is he? Runs the floor. He's all by himself underneath the basket. Wow.
Chesaning with the basketball. 47-29, Wolfpack. Florian has it. Left-hand drive into the lane. Gets it over to Barta. Right hand up and under. Shot good, and I think they're going to get Woodruff on that. That would be his second.
Barta's first two of the game.
That's actually Woodruff's third.
Congratulations, Indians, on a great season. Good luck in the playoffs from Garber Chevrolet Buick and Chesaning. At Garber, they work hard every day to make it better for you. Better prices, better payments, and better selection. Better also means their service department is now open Saturdays from 8 till 1. For your convenience, stop in and see them today at the corner of M52 and M57. Visit online at GarberChevroletBuick.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
So Barta hits his free throw, completes the three-point play. Down on the other end, Madaloni misses a jumper. Rebound brought in by Ferry. 2:25 remaining in the third, 47-32, Wolfpack. Here's a pass down low. Too quick for Barta to hold, and Woodruff comes up with it. He's guarded by Sager, top of the key.
9 turnovers for the Indians now.
Right-hand spin move drive. Nice pass down low to Madaloni. Good foul, though, by Volk. That was going to be an easy layup. Woodruff's doing a nice job of moving the ball when he gets collapsed on by that Chesaning defense. He's doing a nice job of finding the open teammate.
The drive of the game is brought to you by Young Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC on M21 in Owosso. Saluting all mid-Michigan athletes. Drive on in or go online at youngautosales.com.
Madaloni hits his first. And Xander Woodruff will check out. He's got three fouls in favor of Ty Randall.
Man, I can't get over how cool this domed barn is here at Lumen Christi. It's just an awesome setting.
Madaloni hits the second. He's got five in this one, 49-32, Wolfpack lead. Florian with the basketball. He's being guarded by Madaloni. Brings him out to the three-point line. Then a quick drive in, shot no good, and a rebound brought in by Klont. Up ahead, Madaloni. Nice stop by Ferry, and it's going to get off of Madaloni's foot. So some quick hands there by Nate Ferry.
I think Florian maybe thought he was a little closer to the basket than he was because he put up a nice shot, but it was short.
So 1:50 remaining here in the third. Wolfpack lead 49-32 over Chesaning. Ferry putting the moves on Ballard. Over into the corner, Max Vulcan open three. That one no good. Rebound brought in by the Wolfpack.
Indians now 1-for-11 from the three-point line.
Ballard drives into the lane, kicks over to Quant in the corner. Swings it up top to Ty Randall now. Trying to get it into Mitchell George. They eventually do. Guarded by Sager down low. Now the quick pass up top. Quant, three-point shot, no good. Rebound chased down by Mataloni. Off his fingertips, though. Chesaning basketball. And here comes Mason Strzok checking back into the game with 1:17 remaining. I have a feeling maybe Matt Weigel saw Woodruff come out and said, well, we got to send in our stud.
Well, let's see if they continue to try to go down low to him, because, like you said, he's been really effective in that low post tonight.
1:10 remaining here in the third. Langsberg on top, 49-32. Here's an entry pass inside to Strzok. He's double-teamed, though. Pass goes off of Mataloni's hands, and Chesaning will keep the basketball.
One thing you got to really be careful of with four fouls is drawing an offensive foul.
Yep. He's got the ball now down low. Left-hand skyhook up and good. He's got an assortment of post moves down low from either hand, does Mason Strzok. He's got 13. Wolfpack still lead 49-34. Cameron Ballard with it now. Swings it over to Randall. Chesaning putting some pressure on the ball. Klont with it now. Over into Randall in the corner. Baseline dribble drive. Puts up a floater. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Playing hard down low. Ty Randall. Shot no good. But the foul call. So he'll head to the line and shoot two.
Keep up with everything MHSAA on social media. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube for tournament updates, event announcements, and high school sports news from around the state. It's the best way to connect with the MHSAA every day. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
First free throw no good by Randall, short off the front rim.
From Dave Jelinek, Kiwama Westphalia, North Muskegon, 36-36, 2 minutes to go.
Randall's second shot up and good, so he goes 1-for-2 from the line. Quiet night for Randall. He's got four, but he's done a nice job on defense. Nice job moving the ball there for the Wolfpack. Chesaning with it. Gets it inside to Strzok. Puts up the
There it is. Strzok offensive foul. Just fouled out.
Man, and he turned around and went right into Mataloni. And man, referee with a quick trigger down there gave him the charge. So Strzok has fouled out. 16 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Coach Matt Weigel is not happy, as you can tell. Again, from up here, it really looked like it was a quick call there from the referee. Like, it didn't really give the play a chance to play out. So Strzok will head to the bench. 50-34 Wolfpack lead. 8 seconds remaining. Cameron Ballard with it. He gets it over to Ty Randall for a corner three. Shot no good. Volk with it now. Puts up a half quarter. Good if it goes. No good. Off of the backboard hard. So after three quarters of basketball, Langsberg Wolfpack on top, 50-34 over the Chesaning Indians.
The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and WJSC-FM. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA, Z92.5 The Castle, and Sportsnet Michigan. Download and follow the 3-Point Podcast, hosted by the Z92.5 Sports Guy, Ted Fattel, ESPN's Matt Burns, and Jared Fattel of Valley Sports Detroit. The popular sports and pop culture show can be found on any of the big podcasting sites. The Castle Game of the Week is also archived for replay at 3-Point Pod. Three sports guys, three generations, three hot takes. It's a 3-Point Podcast. Tony Young and the entire Young family salute all mid-Michigan area athletes at Young Chevrolet Cadillac and Young Buick GMC. They know it takes teamwork to be successful. So from the Young team to your team, have a great season. Young Chevrolet Cadillac and Young Buick GMC on M21 in Owosso invite you to drive a little and save a lot. Visit them online at youngautosales.com. Young Chevrolet Cadillac and Young Buick GMC are proud supporters of high school sports on Z92.5 The Castle.
Fourth quarter underway here. Chesaning will inbound it to Nate Ferry. 50-34 Wolfpack lead. The winner of this one will advance to play Jackson Lumen Christian. Right out of the quarter is a turnover Indian. Langford gets the basketball. Inbound to Woodruff.
10th turnover for the Indians.
Being guarded still heavily, though, by Ferry. Over into the corner, Cameron Ballard with it. Cross-court pass picked off by Florian. Florian going to run the break himself. Gets it over to Volk now. Back to Florian, three-point shot. No good. Rebound brought in by Woodruff. Up crosses the timeline.
Well, Florian did everything he could on that play. Jeez.
Into the lane, Woodruff, spin around. Turnaround jumper, no good. But a rebound brought in by Randall, then scrum for it down low. Ferry has it, another scrum. Ball is kicked out of bounds by Woodruff, and they're going to give it Chesaning basketball.
No, I think they gave it off of Chesaning
player. So Langsberg will keep it.
I tend to agree with you, though, from what I saw.
It looks like we might get a
discussion.
Maybe a discussion here. Looks like it was off Wolfpack, but we'll see what they are discussing at the scorer's table.
Our Player of the Game Award is brought to you by the Audiology Center of St. John's. For hearing, testing, and help, visit them at wecarehowyouhear.com. We also have a Drive of the Game Award, and that's brought to you by Young Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC on M21 in Owosso, saluting all mid-Michigan athletes. Drive on in or go online at youngautosales.com.
Not quite sure what the discussion was about. Nothing changed. No official call was made. Langsberg with the basketball, though. A travel call on Cameron Ballard. Chesaning will take it with 7:17 remaining in the fourth. Down 16, 50-34. Wolfpack lead.
It's the ninth Langsberg turnover.
Ferry with the basketball, guarded by Ballard. Left-hand drive into the lane. Puts up a floater. Shot no good. Mitchell George with the rebound. Gets it up ahead. Ty Randall. Cross pass. Corner. Woodruff. Three-point basket. Good. Ball movement there. Really shining for the Wolfpack. Passed up a open kind of 10-footer for an open corner three for Xander Woodruff, and he's going to knock that one down. Over on the other end, Indians. Nate Ferry puts up a floater in the lane. That one good.
That came off an offensive rebound for the Indians. That's their first.
53-36 Wolfpack. Florian guarding Ty Randall at half court. Picks his pocket with a little steal. He's going to go all the way with it. Braden Florian, two-point basket. He's got eight. 53-40 Wolfpack now lead. Brady Sager guarding Cameron Ballard pretty heavily. Correction, 53-38. Xander Woodruff with it now. Drive into the lane. Left-hand shot. Layup up and good. Man, he just skies for those layups.
He is so good. Like I said, should have been on the Mr. Basketball list.
Yeah. Barta gets his pocket picked by Audrich down low, and Woodruff takes the basketball. He's looking to score now. Shot goes up. Foul called. Chesaning student section, coaches, fans not happy with that one. As that one's on Ferry. And the ref gives Ferry a little piece of his mind.
Struck Lawn and Landscape is proud to be a Chesaning Indians High School basketball sponsor for over 25 years. Owner Mark Struck has provided complete professional lawn care for Chesaning and surrounding areas. Mark has a horticultural degree from Michigan State University and is proud to bring that expertise to the residents of mid-Michigan. It's time to get ready for those spring projects. Call Mark at Struck's Lawn and Landscape today at 989-865-6220. That's 989-865-6220.
So Woodruff goes 2-for-2 from the line, 57-38, Wolfpack.
Langsberg a perfect 8-for-8 from the charity stripe.
Sager with it now, kicks it over to Florian. Into the corner, Volk with it. Left-hand drive into the lane. Nothing doing, good defense by Randall. He'll pass out to Sager. Finds Volk again in the corner. And brings it up to the top. Sager with it now. Three-point basket. That one good. Brady Sager for three. 57-41, Wolfpack.
That's just the second three-pointer for Chesaning.
Woodruff now bringing it up, crosses the timeline, double teamed by Sager and Varda. Gets it up ahead to Audredge, and Audredge throws that one wild out of bounds. Chesaning with the basketball now.
No quitting these Indians.
Nope. Again, both these teams really just respectable programs, formidable Division III opponents. Right now, Langsburg just playing a little bit better basketball. Again, we talked about them being a team that has been here before, making deep runs into the playoffs. But as you said, Braden Florian playing hard. There's a drive into the lane and a layup up and good. And Matt Weigel's going to get a timeout. So 4:53 remaining in the fourth. Langsburg on top, 57-43 over the Chesaning Indians.
Victory Heating and Cooling, serving all of Michigan, is proud to feature Trane Heating and Cooling products. Trane has the right system for your home. Victory Heating and Cooling has Michigan's best HVAC installers and service crews in the business and would love and appreciate the opportunity to serve you and your home. Victory Heating and Cooling, featuring Trane products, the best team with the best products for your home. Visit victoryheatingandcooling.com or call 989-224-7171. You always get the best at Beck's Trailer Superstore, the nation's largest trailer dealer. With over 1,500 trailers on 45 acres, you won't find a better selection anywhere. Whether you're looking for an open or enclosed trailer for work or play, you'll find the perfect trailer at Beck's. They have flexible financing options through several national and local lenders to offer the most competitive rates and payments from only $69 a month with approved credit. For the best selection of quality trailers at unbeatable prices, call 888-SAY-BECKS or visit beckstrailerstore.com. Health concerns in high school sports go beyond physical injuries. The mental well-being of our young people is a hotter topic than ever before. The Michigan High School Athletic Association website has resources to help adults and students recognize potential problems and deal with them in a positive way. You can learn more about these mental health resources on the health and safety page of the MHSAA website. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
TW and North Muskegon head into overtime.
Woo-hoo. Over here at Lumen Christie, though, we're 4:40 remaining in the fourth quarter. Langsburg on top, 57-43 over the Indians. Indians not giving up, though. Woodruff with the basketball, guarded by Sager. Has it way out past the three-point line. Going to right-hand dribble drive in. Nothing doing. Ty Randall, open three-point basket off the front rim, no good. Saved by Audredge into Mitchell George. He's got it, top of the key. Going to kick it out to Cameron Ballard. Langsburg will set up their half-court offense. Time is on their side right now. Woodruff guarded by Sager. Gets to his spot. Kicks out instead to Randall. Guarded by Florian. Going to take him off the dribble. Right-hand dribble drive. No good. And Randall just muscles Florian out of the way and puts up a layup for 2 points.
Actually, George got that layup.
George. Chesaning with it now. Barry has it on the far wing. Nice shake and bake move by Nate Ferry. Kind of put Cameron Ballard in a spin cycle there. Puts up a floater right in the middle of the lane for 2 points. 59-45, Wolfpack.
When you're Langsburg, what point do you just spread the court and take either a layup or free throws? They're getting pretty close to that, aren't they?
I would start now.
Here comes Woodruff, drives into the lane. Back to the basket, gets over to Randall. He's going to put up a three. Shot no good, Volk with the rebound. 3:12 remaining. Chesaning hustling up the floor. Dump down low, Florian. Nothing doing as Randall's there. Gets it all the way up ahead to Woodruff, and Woodruff puts in 2 points. Layup good.
Cherry picked that one nice.
Yeah, he did.
12 turnovers now for the Indians.
Ferry, right-hand dribble drive, floater, shot no good. Fought for his own rebound, but Mitchell George grabs it instead. 2:45 remaining. Wolfpack on top, 61-45. Woodruff has it. Baseline drive. Left-hand floater. Shot good. That's hard to defend.
He's just playing with them right now.
63-45 Wolfpack. All the way down on the other end. Varda with a coast-to-coast layup off the inbound. 63-47 Wolfpack. 2:20 remaining. Winner will move on. Face Jackson Lumen Christie Thursday night in the regional final. They downed Hanover Horton earlier tonight, 62-48. Cameron Ballard with it now. Into the low block. Mitchell George kicks over to Audredge. Nothing doing for him, so he'll send it out to Cameron Ballard, guarded by Nate Ferry. Gets it into Xander Woodruff's hands, guarded by Sager now. Right-hand drive into the lane. Got that spot again, short corner. That one just rimmed out, no good, but Audrich with the rebound. Kicks it far out to Ty Randall. Looks like Langsbury's just going to use some clock here to close this one out. Woodruff has it now, drive into the lane. And they're going to get a charge on Woodruff as Barta got in that lane. And kudos to Indians for still playing hard. It hurts taking a charge no matter what point of the game you're in. Barta lays out for that one there with a minute 38 remaining in the fourth.
Start your wellness journey today at Memorial Healthcare Wellness Center in Owosso. Members have access to a full array of wellness initiatives to help you reach and maintain your fitness goals. Membership includes use of the cardio exercise area, the SkyTrack, drop in on one of the many fitness classes, swim and exercise in the therapy pool, or relax in the sauna or steam rooms. Memorial Healthcare Wellness Center offers a choice of memberships to fit the whole family. Find out more at memorialhealthcare.org. At MMB Advisors, you'll reach higher with a professional team that has 95 years combined experience offering personal financial planning, mutual funds, retirement planning, educational funding, and much more. MMB Advisors proudly supports Chesting Indians athletics as well as academics and looks forward to continuing to do so for many years. Reach out to any of the advisors in the Chesting or Grand Blanc offices or at mmbadvisors.net. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
So Dylan James checks in for the Indians, puts up a dribble drive, foul on the shot, no good, and he'll head to the line and shoot two.
You know, the reality's obviously set in. Both teams sending in five substitute players. Chesneen, season's going to end, but, you know, when they reflect on thing after the hurt from tonight, they'll have always, until it gets beaten, the school record for wins, 24. First district championship since 96. That's 28 years. So they'll have a lot of good things to look back on.
Absolutely. Dylan James knocks down both free throws. 63-49 Wolfpack. Some new names in for both of these squads. Vance Klont with the basketball here for the Wolfpack. Gets it over to Lucas Matthews now. Far wing. He's being guarded by Dylan James. Back up top now, here's Adam Essenberg. He's being guarded heavily by the Indians, and there's a steal by Chad Slankard. Up ahead to James. Woo! Fighting for it on the far baseline, and they're going to call out on Matthews, so Chesneen will keep the basketball. 55 seconds remaining here in the fourth. And for Langsberg and head coach Tim Beebe, his pretty stellar season as first-year head coach will move on at least one more game. They'll move to 25-0. Face-off against Lumen Christie here on Thursday night. Flankered with it now. Nothing doing. He'll kick over. Charlie Clover, the junior. Gets it over to Dylan James. Left-hand shot up. No good, but they're going to get a foul on Matthews on that drive, so James will head to the line again for two free throws.
Congratulations, Indians, on a great season. Luck in the playoffs from Garber Chevrolet Buick at Chesaning. At Garber, they work hard every day to make it better for you. Better prices, better payments, and better selection. Better also means their service department is now open Saturdays from 8 until 1 for your convenience. Stop in and see them today at the corner of M52 and M57. Visit online at GarberChevroletBuick.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
First free throw, no good from James. His second is on the way. Shot up and good. Three free throws here for Dylan James. 37 seconds remaining. 63-50 Wolfpack. Here's a steal up around the other end. The big fella, Seth Schlitt, puts the moves on in the backcourt. Spin move. Gets it inside to James. James layup up and good. 63-52 Indians. 20 seconds remaining. Wolfpack crosses the timeline. Gets it over. Greg Stewart with it now. And Langsberg just going to let this one wind out. 6 seconds. And that's officially going to do it here. So your final from Jackson Lumen Christie in the regional opener in the battle of the unbeaten, Langsberg Wolfpack comes out on top, 63-52 over the Chesaning Indians. Langsberg will move on Thursday night to take on Jackson Lumen Christie.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game, making every shot, completing every pass, striking everybody out, getting each call right. That's right. Game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do.
If you still have that competitive streak and you want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to the MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletic. Mars Furniture and Mattress in Owosso salutes the players, the coaches, parents, teachers, and students who make Chesaning a championship school. For over 50 years, Mars Furniture and Mattresses has been your hometown furniture store. Proud to support the Indians in high school sports. Mars carries Amish-made dining room sets made by the finest craftsmen in Indiana and Ohio. This solid wood furniture is built to last for a lifetime, and now you can save up to 40% on American-made recliners, too. Stop in today at Mars Furniture and Mattress on M21 in Owosso across from Walmart.
Well, again, your final here, Langsburg Wolfpack 63 over the Chesaning Indians 52. We're going to add up some final statistics and catch you right back here in about 90 seconds.
When it comes to an emergency, time matters. At Memorial Healthcare in Owosso, our emergency department is Fast ER. We feature low wait times, and we're just a short drive from Flint and Lansing. With emergency trained providers and verification as a level 3 trauma center, Memorial is an acute stroke-ready hospital. For fast, friendly treatment of minor illnesses and injuries, Memorial Healthcare Urgent Care in Owosso and Durand is now open 7 days a week with service from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. No appointment is needed, and we're conveniently located on North State Road across from Meyer in Owosso and on Lansing Road in Durand. We offer on-site x-ray and lab services, too. Stop in Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Owosso and 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. in Durand. Saturday and Sunday, lab hours are from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. in both Owosso and Durand. Memorial Healthcare, Fast ER, and with urgent care, lab, and x-ray services now 7 days a week. We invite you to find out more and visit us at memorialhealthcare.org.
Hey, sports fans, it's a great day at Sports Scene. Pick up a copy of our newest magazine at your local high school sporting event or at a retail outlet near you. Great stories on your favorite high school and student athletes. Looking for sports photos? Sports Scene has them. We are at the games. Check us out at highschoolsportscene.com. See thousands of photos and stories at highschoolsportscene.com. Keeping our high schools and student-athletes in the news.
Z92.5 The Castle is a proud supporter of high school sports and Sports Scene.
Well, welcome back, listeners, to our three-point podcast post-game show here. Casey Smith joined by my partners Joe Smith and Ted Fattel. Langsburg Wolfpack going to move on Thursday night to the regional final where they will take on Jackson Lumen Christie after a 63-52 victory over the Chesaning Indians. Scoring recap first for the Langsburg Wolfpack. Xander Woodruff led all scorers with 31. Mitchell George added 10. Ty Randall added 5. Aiden Mataloni added 4. And Vance Klont, Jackson Audrich, and Elliot Wisely added 2. For the Chesaning Indians, Mason Struck with 13. Braden Florian and Nate Ferry with 10 apiece. Brady Sager had 9. Luke Barta and Dylan James added 5. And Joe, I know you had some other statistics for our listeners as well.
Well, both these teams cooled off in that second half. Chesaning ended up shooting 48% in this one. They were 2 for 14 from beyond the three-point line. Just 2 three-pointers I have for the Indians. They were 8 for 11 from the free throw line. 1 offensive rebound, 9 defensive rebounds, and 12 turnovers finished the stat line for the Indians. Langsburg shot 55% in this one. They were 5 for 17 from beyond the arc. Perfect 8 for 8 from the free throw line. 16 defensive rebounds and 8 big offensive rebounds. 12 turnovers and 1 block for Langsburg.
And, you know, kind of my quick initial reaction to that game, I don't really think there was anything Chesaning did wrong. It was more so Langsburg experience in that first quarter. When the lights turned on, they were not too bright for the Wolfpack, and you kind of got the sense that for the Chesaning Indians, that first 5 minutes went by in a blur for them with some turnovers, some uncharacteristic shots, and it just kind of dug themselves into a hole that they weren't really able to come out of that entire game. But I will say this, very easily other teams may have looked at that 12-0 lead to start the game and said, wow, all right, we might be out of here. They fought the whole game. They cut it to kind of 10 at some points. They would get it to 9, and then Langsburg would just keep continuing to make that one extra play to kind of keep Chesaning out of real striking distance. So kudos to the Langsburg Wolfpack for moving on. Their two-year run with Xander Woodruff lives on for at least one more game. But for the Chesaning Indians, you know, an incredible regular season for them, and all heart, here as they came away with a loss against 63-52 Wolfpack over the Indians.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, you know, it's a little pride for the Central Michigan Activities Conference. The CMAC, probably, in my estimation, the toughest Class C league in football and basketball in the state. You know, and the Mid-Michigan Activities Conference, also very solid, but it was the battle of the two champions, the two 24-0 squads in Langsburg, like you said. I think really the difference was the experience factor and obviously some pretty good players.
Absolutely. Well, that will just about do things here for us at the Castle. I believe this is going to be our last game. If it is not, though, make sure you stay up with us on all of our socials. But before I forget, thank you, Joe, for reminding. We do have a couple awards to hand out.
Yep, we have the Drive of the Game Award, and that's brought to you by Young Chevrolet Cadillac, Buick GMC on M21 in Owosso, saluting all but Michigan athletes. Drive on in or go online at youngautosales.com. And, boy, weren't there a lot of nice drives in this one. I had a plethora of shots to choose from, but I'm going to go with the senior from Chesaning, Mason Strzok, because down low, he is money. And back in that second quarter, he had just a beautiful left-handed shot. Casey, you called it. You teach that in middle school, that drop shot, one dribble, turn, and shoot. And that's exactly what he did. That time, the score was 25-12 just in the second quarter. So Mason Strzok is going to win the Drive of the Game Award. And then we have the Player of the Game Award, and that's brought to you by the Audiology Center of St. John's for hearing, testing, and health. Visit them at wecarehowyouhear.com.
I'm going to give our Player of the Game, you know, someone who might not have earned it once, you know, I'm kidding, it's Xander Woodruff. 31 points for Xander, but, you know, I will say he obviously filled up the scorebook in terms of points, but he only had 4 in the first quarter. His ball movement early on was kind of key in starting that 12-0 run there for the Wolfpack. You know, sometimes you might see a player with his type of scoring ability force some shots early. He was almost like the complete opposite. He wasn't forcing anything. He was finding open teammates down low, ended with 31 points and I'm sure quite a few assists. So Xander Woodruff is our Z92.5 player of the game.
Yeah, good call on that before you guys take it over. A couple other quick scores. Pomona Westphalia picked up an exciting win over North Muskegon. The Pirates hit a 3 at the overtime buzzer for the W to move on. And in this preliminary game here tonight, Jackson Lumen Christie down Hanover Horton 62-48. Kaysen Burgess had 21 in that one for the Titans. So sets up a pretty good contest. That looked like that's a pretty good Jackson Lumen Christie squad. So should be a good one on Thursday night.
Absolutely. Again, want to thank all our Castle listeners for both football and basketball season for sticking with us. And for our sponsors as well, and all of the fans and all of the listeners. Again, high school sports, Ted, we talked about it earlier in the season. High school sports means so much to communities, to fans, to parents, to families, and really to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So without, you know, the sponsor support, without our listener support, we wouldn't be able to bring all of these games to people in our area. So thank you for both football and basketball season, all of our listeners and all of our sponsors. That'll just about do it for me. Here is my partner, Joe Smith, with our final word from Castle Sponsors.
Well, thanks a lot, Casey. And speaking about sponsors, we sure would like the sponsors of tonight's game. They include the 3-Point Podcast, Audiology Center of St. John's, Bex Trailer Superstore and Service Center, Garber Chevrolet Buick, Mars Furniture and Mattress, Memorial Healthcare, MMB Advisors, Sports Scene, Strzok Lawn and Landscape, Victory Heating and Cooling, Young Buick GMC, and Young Chevrolet Cadillac. So for Ted Fattell on the end, Casey Smith by my side, and Kate the Great back at the station, this is Joe Smith saying thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Bye.